Joining us now in studio, we have a couple of members of the community from Northfield Shares. It's Mike Krantz. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. And we also have Mary Lynn Oglesby in to talk with you today, to talk with us today. Mary Lynn, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Random acts of kindness. There is actually a week set aside over the course of the year. Hopefully people do this 52 weeks a year, but next week coming up is Random Acts of Kindness. Hopefully we can get something started with that and continue the momentum. Mike, we'll start off with you. How did this all come about?
This starts this Sunday, so it's February 11th through the 17th, and this is really a worldwide celebration that's really spearheaded and inspired by the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation. This is an international nonprofit that's founded on the belief of just a belief in kindness, and they really work to provide resources and tools to people so they can perform random acts of kindness out there. You see it as a week, this week as an invitation really to go about your daily business, your daily life, but really having a heightened awareness for opportunities out there just to do good for others and just going about your daily business. You know, you're walking down the street, picking up some trash that you see. Something as simple as that is a random act of kindness. You know, I think people that are participating, you're going to touch people's lives. You're going to experience the utter joy of doing good for other people. And I know statistics have always shown that when you give or do things to help others, that you're statistically happier and healthier and can live longer. So those are great reasons to get involved with this very special week. And Northfield Shares has gathered a variety of resources for people to participate with this. You can go to our website, northfieldshares.org, click on the big orange banner on our webpage. That'll take you to our Random Acts of Kindness Week page. And what we've got there is some different resources. We've got these printable daily flyers that are going to have each day has a theme and an inspirational quote. We've got a week-long outline with themes, quotes, and daily kindness ideas. We've got a list of 50 kindness ideas right on that webpage. And we've got the Moo Kindness game that people can download. And you think about during Halloween when someone does something for you and you've been booed. Well, you've been mooed, and I mooed both you and Terry this morning, did I not?
You did. I have been I almost said the victim of, but the recipient of a random act of kindness. And it feels good for everybody, for everybody involved with that. You brought in a cupcake, and I've been... You know what, I'm on the air, I don't like to have those because I salivate and you can't talk. And so I haven't eaten it, but I'm still salivating.
Yeah. You know, knowing Cakewalk is just across the street, like, okay, we'll bring Terry and Jeff something nice. Now, when you've been mooed, we ask that you put that little flyer up. You can make a copy of it to give to someone else or go to our website and print another one out. But we'd love to see these moo signs all over the place because that means people are paying it forward and just doing some small thing for other people. And there's so many different things that you can be doing, and that's where Mary Lynn is going to give us some more detail on that.
Yeah, Mary Lynn, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, you think of random acts of kindness as some type of grandiose thing you do at the nick of time for a stranger or anything. Really, 24/7, you pretty much have opportunities to do a random act of kindness.
Right. And so as Mike mentioned, we have a poster, and we have a theme kind of for each day of the week. And so we encourage you to maybe print that poster off. You could put it on your bulletin board at work, put it on the refrigerator at home, and talk about how you might do that. For example, be kind to a stranger. And Mike mentioned that. So, and then we've got some ideas under that. So maybe you just take their grocery cart back to the grocery stall. Yesterday I was at Hennepin County Medical Center, which is huge, and every employee could tell we were lost, and they stopped and said, "Where do you need to go?" And once that happens, you sort of want to keep it kind of that pay forward. So another idea is to make a new friend by listening to somebody you might not typically have a conversation with. So these don't take money necessarily. You can do some things that you could buy people a treat, but it doesn't take money. And often it doesn't take extra time.
And learning, you know, you think of children and the parents teaching things like this. The best way to teach and see the results, you know, for your child is to do it. You know, do it in front of your child. Have your child witness you doing a random act of kindness or accepting a random act of kindness as well. And that's really a big part of it, too.
Right. One of the ideas we have on our 50 ideas is to sit down as a family and talk about what you could do as a family, either together as a family or as individual members of family for next week.
All right. Now, you mentioned 50. We can't do all 50 of them right now, and I don't expect you to read them off. But, you know, what are some of the little things that you can do that will just help make somebody's day a little bit brighter?
Well, one of the things we talk about is smile.
Mm-hmm.
Smile at people that you meet. Or, as Mike said, pick up the trash. Pay a compliment to somebody. I think it's just an awareness to say, how can I be friendlier? How can I reach out? If it snows again, volunteer to shovel your neighbor's sidewalk. That would be something for a family to do.
You know, I think in this day and age with our hustle and hurry world that we kind of forget some of those simple things mm-hmm. that were so commonplace, you know, for our parents, like simply holding the door open for somebody and saying good morning. You know, it's as simple as that. You know, you said smiling. How about just saying hello to people when you pass them on the street? You know, it doesn't take a whole lot. It's I think going to a friendlier time, mm-hmm. so to speak, and there's so many different things that you can do, and it doesn't take a lot of effort.
Yeah, you look at the climate in the world today, or at least in America today and in Minnesota, we get so caught up in things, whether it be politically motivated, the actions of a politician or a statesperson, or really anything that you might see. You see a lot of negative stuff on the TV. Just trying to improve your attitude and your outlook on life. If we can do that even just a little bit, that's going to make such a huge, that can make potentially such a huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else would you like to talk about as far as random acts of kindness? Anything going on in particular next week?
Well, you know, obviously Jeff has been moved, so now he's going to have to pay that forward and do that. I think we say two people actually, you know, pay it forward and do something nice for two other people.
All right.
Give them one of those signs, and you hope that it just keeps, you know, get the groundswell from there, you know. But there's, you know, each day has a different theme, and you can do something special around those themes. I don't know if you want to do one of the other days, Mary Lynn?
Well, we've talked about lots of little things that you
mm-hmm.
can do, but we also encourage you to think broader, like give generously. You know, think about a cause that's important to you.
And that's Wednesday's
and
theme.
So that's, mm-hmm. that's
Valentine's Day.
Yep, Tuesday's theme, value friendship, and that's perfect for right before Valentine's Day.
Sure.
Think of a treat, somebody that you could reach out to.
Call and catch up with a friend that you haven't talked to in a long
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm. Saturday is be kind to your family. Sometimes our families get the brunt of when we're feeling negative, they get the brunt mm-hmm. of that, and we don't take the time. So pay attention to your family
what
on
Sundays,
Saturday.
What's the Sundays, the first one?
The first day is say something nice.
Yeah, go on social media and do a positive, you know, send out a positive comment about something or to somebody, you know, rather than a negative political comment, which we see so often,
mm-hmm.
while going on and complimenting one of your friends or colleagues on something and just trying to brighten someone's day.
Yeah, start there and see what happens.
Right.
See what happens. And there's more information. Did you say, this is on your website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Northfieldchairs.org?
Yep, you can go to the main webpage, and there's a big orange banner smack dab on the middle of the front page. You can click on that. That'll take you to the Random Acts of Kindness Week page where we've got those different resources that you can download.
All right.
And then maybe just to add, if you do something and if you want to send us an email or post something that you have done during Random Act of Kindness, we would love to get that information.
All right.
Oh, we'd love that.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in and talking about this and just making us aware. It's something you can do not only next week, but just throughout life.
Right.
It's a good
mm-hmm.
habit to get into. So I'm going to get the door for you guys when you leave here. So it's a start, just a start. But I also want to thank you very much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck next week, and we appreciate you bringing us some awareness on this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That is Mary Lynn Oglesby and also Mike Krantz from Northfield Chairs. Once again, take time out today. You can start today if you want to with a random act of kindness.